Hey, everybody. I'm Dee Dee Leprac. This is your Black Women with Other Brothers podcast for Friday, June 12th. Wow, where has the time gone by? I'm coming to you from downtown San Francisco, and the only thing I promise to say about what's going on in San Francisco is check out San Francisco Dam Twitter. That's where you can see me in action and listen to the San Francisco Dam podcast. Today's podcast, which of course is under 10 minutes, is about how I got surprised by somebody. I got surprised by somebody who did the right thing. I don't really like to overshare, so I'll try to keep this as oblique as possible. A blood relative was in need. This was some months ago. They're doing okay now. And they came to me and they asked if I could help them out. That person was the last person that I gave a gift to. I don't give people loans. I don't believe in giving people loans because that's a great way to break up a friendship or disown a family member. It's better to give somebody a gift. Like, say, for instance, someone comes and they say to you, can you loan me a dollar? And if you can't loan them a dollar, don't loan them a dollar. But if you can, give them a quarter. Give them a quarter and say, here's 25 cents. You don't have to pay me back. That's what I do. People come and ask me, well, they don't anymore because I'm done doing that. But when they did, I'd say, no, this is not a loan. This is a gift. And here's what I'm giving you. I have completely strict personal boundaries. I kind of laugh at myself at how assertive I am. So this blood relative was in a time of need and they came to me. I did not give them the complete amount that they asked for. I said, it's not a loan. You don't have to pay me back. It's a gift. I left it at that. And that was the last person that I did that to. My time of philanthropy is pretty much done. Even including GoFundMes, there's been a lot of strife and trauma happening in the world. I have not donated to any GoFundMes. I have been completely philanthropic, that's one of those tongue-twisting words. I've been completely philanthropic, and I've done my part. And sometimes you have to say enough is enough, and you need to allow other people to go into their pocket, Black women. We know that Black women, we're the mules of the society. We know we are the banks. We know we are the hotels, the motels, the babysitters, the banks. Until you woman up and say enough is enough, you have to let people know how far you're going to go. Anywho, so it surprised me when this relative reached out to me. I come from a big extended family. Nobody knows who this is except my family. And they reached out to me, and I was surprised when they asked for a payment, you know, give me your payment link. I was surprised. I thought they were just going to send me a small amount, you know, just some cursory, like, here's a cup of coffee. Thank you for taking care of me. This person sent me back the entire amount that I gave them as a gift, the entire amount. It shocked me to tears because no one in my extended family has ever done that, which is why I have stopped doing that. Are you following me? And they thanked me and they said they believe in karma. I believe in karma too. That's why I do for people. Well, I did. That's what I did do for people. Because many of you know I'm one of seven children, but I'm not so narcissistic to think that everybody knows this. My parents divorced. I'm one of seven. My father abdicated his role as provider. He didn't pay any child support, so we were raised on welfare. I started working when I was around 10, about 10 and a half years old. I had a paper route, and I worked every summer and after school up until I got out of high school. So it made being a welfare kid smoother. It made, you know, having pocket money, it just made it great. So I know what being poor is. That's a long story short. I know what poverty is. So I don't consider myself a soft touch because people come to me now. I tell them I cannot help you because I've done my part for the world. So when my relative came through with the entire amount, it made me believe in the goodness of people again. I do believe that people are good. I had a best friend, co-producer husband. We were best friends for many, many years, and then we married. He passed away. So I do believe in the goodness of humankind. You have to have boundaries with humankind, especially being a black woman, because we know African American culture is a matriarchy. That means it's a failed patriarchy. Most males aren't doing the right thing. Yeah, I said most. That's the majority. So when this family member did the right thing, it shocked me. I teared up and I said, I need to talk to somebody about this. And here you guys are listening to it. You are listening to me talk about this. So what I'd like to conclude this story with, if you are the person who has been going to people asking for loans and you've never paid anybody back, you need to get it together. You need to get it together, because people who do that, it's hard to rise, because life has a way of catching up with you if you think you're getting over on somebody. I ask Auntie, Auntie gave me $500. My mama gave me $100. You think you're getting over because people are subsidizing your life. No, it's keeping you stuck because you're being dependent. And then once those people start dying off, then what? Because you're getting older every day. Then you're just going to look like one of those mooching losers that we all see trying to scam people, thinking they're getting over because somebody paid for your $20 meal. You don't want to be one of those people. So when you are able to, say for instance, your big sister gives you $100. She says, "Nah, girl, you don't have to pay me back." You know what? Send your sister $10 today. Said, "Hey, sis, I remember what you did for me. This is what I can give you. You know, I love you. I'm thinking about you." Start paying them back, even if they say it's a gift. Show them appreciation. Show them that you care. Show them that you're not a dependent, leeching mooch. And for all the women out there who are the banks, who are supporting families and communities, especially now with the COVID-19 high black unemployment rate, you need to put a halt to it. You cannot save the world. We know that middle-aged black women have a lot of financial issues because they are sponsoring too many people, and most aren't even giving them a cursory, "Here's $10, Auntie. Let me give you this to show you that I'm thinking about you and I care about you." So that is the podcast for today. Pay them back and stop asking the same people for money. It gets old and it makes you look weak. You look like a leech. You look like a mooch. You think you're getting over on somebody. You are not. All right? Black Women with Other Brothers podcast comes to you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for under 10 minutes. I am Dee Dee LaFrac, and everything's beautiful. Hey, thanks for listening. I hope you're doing okay.